Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Injustice Radar podcast with your disappointed host, Michael Terabay.
If you're a first-time listener, welcome. In the previous episode, I mentioned I'm a musician, but that doesn't preclude me from my civic responsibility being summoned to appear for jury duty. It's a non-preferred indifference for sure. This is season one, episode 9. I've been summoned for jury duty. So let's see, it's been about 3 times in about 15 years. And every time when opening up that letter and seeing what it is, my first response is always, ah, damn it. Yeah, I know, not very civil of me, but nonetheless, it's always my immediate reaction. The uncertainty of not knowing what my future plans will be, as I like to have a sense of my normal, so to speak. I have to wonder what's gonna happen, check my calendar, but eventually I decide to have a word with myself and try not to waste any more time worrying because you really don't know what the future holds. But before all that rational reasoning, I have to go through all the scenarios. If I get picked, how long could it be? What about my job as a musician? Could I miss shows or actually be in the middle of a tour? Would the band be okay with a sub on these big important shows? And what about missing some coveted studio session playing on some artist's album, which can always lead to more opportunities? Well, boo-hoo, right? So yeah, you're a musician. You think you're somehow different or deserve special treatment and consideration just because you play an instrument. This line of thinking gets tiresome. It's the way I process everything to keep me balanced. So let's fast forward. So, the first 2 times I got selected, I was able to get out of them for 2 reasons. I was in a big touring band and I was on a major tour. The thing that got me out was the fact that the band I was in was based in the same state I also lived in. So I went downtown to see about getting out of it. Of course, they knew the band and, well, I guess I did get special treatment. I wasn't mad about it either. One should feel a proud sense of civic duty when being called upon, but in my younger days, I sure wasn't bothered at all. We can be so selfish when we're younger and only want to do what we want to do. It gets really sad when that continues later in life, but that's not where we're going here. Now, the last time I got summoned, the tables had turned. I wasn't in the same big touring band, and I wasn't on tour. My calendar was pretty open, especially during the week. Oh boy. So this wasn't going to work out in my favor this time, so I had no choice than to finally be an adult. Here's a story of how I got out of it again and didn't get picked for jury duty. By the way, this wasn't my intention at first. It was just something I discovered while it was happening. I showed up and no one wanted to talk to anyone, including me. No one looked happy to be there. Some dressed up and a lot looked like they just rolled out of bed. Everyone was looking at their phones. I believe the only thing I heard before they called us into the courtroom was, "Is this the right place for jury duty?" They give us numbers on a stick to hold up and go through questions. Prosecution and the defense go through the reasoning questions trying to weed out the jurors they don't want. Then I started to notice something. Some people didn't say a word, and a few would speak a lot, but more were quiet. As I heard the basics about the trial to be, and they started to ask questions and then ask if we agreed by holding up our numbers assigned to us, then I figured it out. I decided from limited info that I would make all my decisions in the prosecution's favor. I agreed straight across the board, then I started asking questions. I spoke as much as I could in the prosecution's favor, so the defense wouldn't pick me and the prosecution would, thus nullifying me getting picked. Here's the final question that got me out of it. The defense asked, "If 2 were arrested and 1 confessed, could you be more lenient on the punishment for that person?" Now I immediately spoke up. Man, this was my chance, and I said, "If you're married and your wife and best friend have an affair, but 1 confessed before the other, does that make it better?" Then the whole jury panel started laughing at this, including the state. Then as the defense walks away and back to his area, he looks back and says, "Let's get back to a criminal case." And then I piped up again, "They stole his heart." Yeah, I went home that day. And so anyway, I don't know what's wrong with me, but I got out of it again. Until next time. I want to thank you for listening to the Injustice Radar podcast. One can follow on Twitter and Instagram. @InjusticeRadar. Stay safe.